Your festival generally does not focus on specific feminist topics, but is more to promote female artists in general.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, I beg to argue that this is a feminist standpoint by itself. And obviously our main motive is to promote and celebrate women talent as filmmakers, as the ones that lead the creative process of filmmaking. They are then, doing all sorts in, working in genres that are not typically, associated with women, but what we celebrate is their creative talent.
You present not only current production or a production that has been done in the past few years, which is usually the case with most of the festivals, but you do focus in a broader view of trying to, let's say, historize female artists and give them a revision of their place in the film world and entering to that from very different genres, like either horror or silent film and so on.
Exactly. I mean, what we're trying to show is that actually women have been there from the start, and it's not, a new phenomenon. Women were there from the, emergence of cinema. This is why we have real emphasis on silent films, where we can see real talent, both as writers and as directors. And at that time of cinema, the distinctions between different roles weren't that obvious as it is today. So you could find, actresses like Lillian Gish really involved in the production process. And we're celebrating their contribution, and in that also highlighting films that are often kind of neglected. In the same way, what we do this year with our program that we titled Bloody Women from Gothic to Horror is to show the actual thread of women very talented, very involved in a genre that commonly is associated as misogynist, as very male-oriented. What we're showing is, in this program, the real involvement in Gothic that is a precursor to horror. As writers, of course, we have Mary Shelley, as the most well-known, but we're really showcasing those works where we can pinpoint, the contribution of women and show that this is a process that continues, again, since the late, what we're doing with silent films is actually in the, in the 20s, Hollywood, and to show the uniqueness of women contribution to that genre.
In that sense, there is a place also of the feminist critique of the feminist or gender mainstreaming, which is on the one hand, this is very very ubiquitous, because on the one sense, if there is a festival that promotes female, it usually means female artists usually means that they would ghettoize themselves. But in the other hand, what you're attempting to do actually is to popularize your festival, either from the perspective of fashion or from the perspective of giving a lot of side shows, a lot of talks that would broaden the view and also give public a sort of a fun time.
Absolutely. I mean, what we're trying to do is to actually make something that is a principle and also a political statement. But first and foremost, and this is not unconnected, is an artistic statement. And we're saying we're here to celebrate, to have fun, to enjoy the creations of women in a film that is such a wide media, okay? So when we do programs like Fashion Loves Film or Video Music Love Video, we basically tip into audiences that are traditionally not necessarily associated with or aware of women's state, within the arts, but they are drawn to these genres. And we're saying, look, this is what women are doing in these really up-to-date, cutting-edge films. be it about fashion, be it about music video, be it like the traditional romantic comedies or really quirky films like, you know, Tiny Furniture and lots of debut films that are coming from around the world. So we're basically trying to create, rather than, you know, if you want a moaning platform to say, oh my gosh, you know, this is a really sad situation, that still today only up to 7% of filmmakers in the you know, in fiction are women, while we're saying, yeah, this is something we want to highlight and we want to actually alert to the injustice in that, but we're doing that actually through a celebration of something that is extremely positive. And in that, I'm like you have said in your introduction, we are actually appealing to a wide, much younger, definitely not only women audience. So we're attracting them through the content. And then after, you know, several shows, if someone goes back home and thinks, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. This is all made by women. So, you know, we've done our bit.
Actually, what drove me to call you and be more aware of what you're doing is actually my positive critique of the last Ljubljana Film Festival, where I noticed a positive tendency of presenting more younger filmmakers, especially for feature films. The case was that female artists were present in the past, say, 20 years, but mostly they were present with short film forms. Now, this leads me to two questions. One is, your awards are mostly still dedicated to shorter film form?
I mean, first, you know, Bird's Eye View Film Festival started as a festival for short films. And I think it was in response to, you know, a phenomenon that is still very much there, whereby you see, like, in film schools and definitely then as, you know, short filmmakers, it's still a level at which women are very prominent. And this is not a surprise, if you like, because, I mean, a short film is your entry ticket into the film world. When you get, you know, a bit more experienced, a bit, you know, finding more resources, normally you would go on to create some kind of documentary feature or fiction, etc. Although, of course, there will be filmmakers that still work within the short genre. Normally it's the entry ticket. What happens is that while you see quite an encouraging situation in terms of gender politics when you talk about shorts, when you then move on to fiction features and documentaries, although in documentary it's not so much the case, but definitely in fiction, women disappear. And, you know, there are lots of political, you know, economic kind of reasons to that. What we're saying is that we're here to highlight those talents that are really promising, that we really watch out, you know, should watch out for, in the hope that they will go on to develop that into, you know, the kind of longer pieces of work. All being said, you know, this is not to just say, you know, we don't appreciate the short as a mode in and of itself. So in that sense, we are actually responding to a situation that is just out there. But we're also saying, by highlighting those talents at the entry level, we basically enabling them, you know, and hoping to enabling them a stage to go on and develop their talent. You said that we have more awards for shorts again, and we still are dedicating a significant part of our program to shorts. But this is by, you know, no means the biggest part of our program. We have six categories of awards this year, celebrating newcomer, exactly because of the phenomena you just noted. I mean, we saw amazing work actually being done by women whose films are debut films, and we thought that we would, you know, we should actually acknowledge that and not necessarily compare them to very established filmmakers. We have a category, of course, for features where, you know, filmmakers like the Oscar winner Susan Beer will present her recent film. And then we have a documentary award and several and three more for shorts, international shorts, UK shorts, and animation, again, focusing on techniques and modes that are very much rife within this genre.
For filmophiles, as I can say, it is very important, especially to have dominant artists that would enter the field of artistic feature film, which would be when we start to mention all the filmmakers, especially directors. Usually a lot of male names would pop out, and here and there, I don't know, Shireen Nishad would come out. You dedicated a special section to presenting work by Marguerite Van Tott. Are you also presenting other, are you inviting other important female art film stars?
We invited several filmmakers from around the world to present their films. Obviously, you saw Margaret von Trotta, who is a very established and celebrated feminist filmmaker, and we feel that this year, basically noting 100 years for Women's International Days, it's only timely, you know, to show her contribution into the celebration of lives like the ones of the influential Rosa Luxemburg. Through the film Vision. On top of that, we invited Lucy Walker, who was just then also nominated for an Oscar as a documentary filmmaker. And we actually chose to invest the very limited resources that we do have in inviting not necessarily the very established, but the emerging filmmakers. So in that way, we have Zeina Dura with her debut, The Imperialist Are Still Alive. We have Julie Morgan with Guilty Pleasure, documentary filmmakers. We have Hawa Essuman, who is coming from Kenya with her first debut film, Soul Boy. We have another Indian filmmaker with a fascinating, a very charming short animation called Seven Storied House, coming all the way from Calcutta. So we're trying to actually use the festival as a way to also create an encounter for emerging filmmakers with both audiences in the UK, but also within themselves and with local filmmakers. So we have lots of events that are dedicated actually for filmmakers themselves, be it as training, but also the importance of actually being fed by each other's work. So we create lots of meetings and occasions where they can actually exchange their experiences, which we find very fruitful. And from, you know, talking to filmmakers, we know how influential and how important that is in the process of filmmaking.